Welcome back to the 5x5. It is David, and it is the late night show. Seems like I haven't did one of these in a really long time, but I know I have. Maybe. I hope you guys are doing good. I am doing awesome. Off from work. Got off not too long ago. Last week was really bad because I worked a lot. And I was tired, and I don't get to rest. I complain about that all the time. I don't get any sleep. I don't get any sleep. I'm always doing something. I'm always driving here, driving there, and just, you know, doing what I do during the course of a week. It seems like I never have any time off. Although, in two weeks, I'm going to have my work week off. I'm going to be, I work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and I'm going to be off. Friday I have something special to do with work. And then, so it's really not going to be like work. And then Saturday and Sunday, I took off for, our first annual and first ever, comic book and pop culture convention here in Evansville, Indiana. So we'll be doing that. And then Monday, I think I'm calling in sick. So I'll take Monday off, but I'm like, oh wow, because I have so much. It's crazy. I don't know if you guys, some people just automatically get like 2 weeks, or I had a job before where I automatically got 2 weeks vacation. It didn't matter. It's day one. I think I had to wait like 30 days, but day one I had my 2 weeks vacation. But where I work at now, I get. It's called PTO, paid time off, and you accrue it every pay period. And since I worked so much in October, November, December, January, and even February, and I haven't taken any time off. I don't think I've been off one day. I can't remember the last time I actually took a day off. Maybe just one. But I don't remember the one. I have all this time. Is when you work overtime a lot, you know, those hours, you even get more because it's based on how many hours you work in a pay period. And so I have a lot of vacation time. I'm like, I could really take off, you know, the whole month of April and still have vacation time left. So I'm like, so I've been planning a trip to Atlanta. I was going this month, but I don't know if that's, I've already asked off for something else. And since I've told you guys about, you know, my job and problems with it and not enough people working, not necessarily sure, that was going to happen, but Atlanta's not going anywhere unless, you know, it turns to The Walking Dead and everybody turns to zombies from down there, then I won't go. But, but now I'm planning some things, and I'm gonna cash in my vacation time. You know what? They will let you. And that was speaking theoretically. If you really want to cash in your vacation time, and this is how some of these companies get you, because they don't want you to take, where I work, they don't want you to take vacation anyhow. They want you to work as much as you can. You know, as long as somebody's working, we don't care. We'll buy your vacation. I know there's some places that offer that they'll buy your vacation. But the places that I used to work that bought your vacation, they paid you the full amount. Where I work now, they give you 3/4 of a dollar. For how many dollars you make per hour, they give you 3/4. So for a dollar, they give you 75 cents for each hour of vacation time that you have earned, that the company said that they will pay you. But if you want to have a cash value and cashed out, they'll only give you 75 cents, which I think is kind of shady, but you know, neither here nor there. I hope you guys are doing good. It is the weekend and it is Saturday night and I'm sitting at home, just about to be 1:30, but I'm sitting at home, eating Doritos and drinking some classic lemonade, sparkling ice water. Finally, I've been finding, I think I've said this before, I've been finding the sparkling ice water in the different flavors at Walmart. And they have the raspberry lemonade, and they also have the strawberry lemonade, which is the strawberry lemonade is really, really, really on point. I mean, it's really good. And I'm really proud of myself. Now I can't say, remember I said I was cutting off all my soft drink drinking because I was drinking so much, but I would have to say, from what I was drinking before soft drink wise, I'm drinking 1/10, if that. I don't think I've had a real soft drink this week. Oh, I did. I had a Sprite because I had an upset stomach, but normally I would have what, 2, 3, 4 20-ounce carbonated sodas a day, and it was just getting to be ridiculous. So I stopped and I found sparkling ice water, and it's packed with vitamin B's and all this kind of good stuff, and have antioxidants in it. So I've been attributed Seen it to why I haven't been sick, and I haven't been sick for over a year now. Not at all. I am, and knock on wood, I can get the flu tomorrow, but I haven't been sick. Like last year, I was sick a lot. I had tonsillitis or strep throat, one of the two, and then I had a really bad cold. And I think what happened the last time I got sick, which was around this time last year. That's when my mother was in the hospital in Louisville, and I knew I had to go, and I couldn't lay down and be sick. And was the whole time I was there, I was ill. I mean, I was sweating, I was sick, I couldn't, then my fever would break. And I think letting my body fight off the illness by itself, I think it built up an immunity to whatever I had. And I think I probably had the flu. I wasn't throwing up or anything. I just had a really horrible cough and, all the nastiness that comes with chest colds and stuff of that nature. A lot of that. And then I was good. Then I was good. I haven't been sick since. Have I felt bad? Yes. Have I had some sniffles? Yes. But as being all out sick, not at all. So I'm gonna give that to sparkling ice water with all the antioxidants, and because Lord knows I don't get enough rest and I don't take any vitamins, so I'm getting some vitamins. And I think since I read somewhere that where they said that when you have vitamins and built into stuff, you're not really getting the amount that your body requires. And I'm a man of a particular age, so I don't know about that. Vitamins or whatever. Eat an orange, I guess. But like I said, I hope you guys are enjoying your weekend. And March has definitely been a crazy month for this area. And when they say March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb, I'm waiting on the lamb because we're 10 days from the end of the month, and March is still acting a fool because a couple days, like last week, for instance, last Sunday, it was 70 degrees here. Oh no, Saturday was 70 degrees. Sunday, the temperature dropped. Sunday night, it iced and snowed. All night, and then it was 55 on Monday. And here again this week, as the temp, we had 70 degrees Friday. Today was 50 something, and then tomorrow the temperature going to drop. It's going to snow tomorrow night. And this area, they're on spring break. And when I was younger, I remember spring break being very, warm. But now, since climate change is real, more and more it's cold during spring breaks here in this area. So, and who says they had to take spring break at the very beginning of spring? I think spring is today, today isn't today, or is it yesterday? Today's the 22nd. It was yesterday, and spring break is Monday. Anyhow, I don't have any kids. I have a niece. Well, my niece is not in school anymore, but my nephew, he's still in school, and didn't matter to me. I was never a big spring breaker. Even when I was in college, I never went anywhere because, for one, I didn't have any money, and for two, my parents wasn't having it. They were like, yeah, you ain't no. And thing is, which I didn't really understand that, because when I was in high school, I went away to college every summer. When I was, from freshman, sophomore, junior, I was always gone in the summer. I was never home. I was always away from my family. I was in college, in a different city, doing my own thing. So I don't know. But I didn't have a car. Maybe that was a difference. I had a car when I was in college, and I could possibly get, well, my dad gave me a car. It was his, it was my car, but it was still his, that kind of thing. You play by my rules type of thing. And hey, one of my favorite speaker hosts is in the chat room. She has graced me with her presence. The Black Nona speaks. This girl is hilarious. Thank you for coming by. She is so funny. Every time I go through her chat room, she cracks, well, not even to her show, she cracks me out. So check out the Black Nuna, Noona Speaks, here on Spreaker.com. She is absolutely hilarious. Every time she reminds me, it's so funny. The first time I heard her, the first time I heard her, she reminded me of one of my best girlfriends in Atlanta. Then she had told me she was from Atlanta. So I'm like, no, girl, you are hilarious. She says, thank you so much. I know I'm a mess. No, you are hilarious to me. Now, I love funny people. I like people with a sense of humor, and she reminds me of Atlanta. She makes me a little homesick for Atlanta. I miss all my friends that live in the ATL. So if you guys are listening, what's up? But anyhow, I'm just kind of babbling about, not really talking about much tonight. Except, guys, I told you a few weeks ago that I've been having all these crazy issues with grown-ups at work. And I need to come to Atlanta. I was coming at the end of this month, but I don't think I can't get off work. And I don't want to drive, so I'm debating between driving and flying. But I miss Atlanta, and I'm coming. It's going to be in the next, I would say the next 60 days, I'll be in Atlanta for a week or so, because I love Atlanta. I know people get tired of me talking about Atlanta all the time, because now when people ask me where I live, I tell them Atlanta, Georgia. I don't live here. I can't claim the city. It ain't me. Anyway, so. You guys, I've been telling you about things going on at work. I had the one employee that thought he could share some personal information about me that was on an assumption that he could disparage my name, and I was going to stand for it. So we had the big meeting, and he got smacked down, and he was banned from the site that I work at. But unfortunately, I still work with the person's father. And this is why every human resource, girl, I need a collection. She says she's going to take up a collection for me. Girl, I need one. And so, this is why human resource managers never want family members to work with each other, because it's a conflict of interest, because people cannot be adults. So I hadn't seen this person, the father of the son that I had a problem with, that we all worked together. I hadn't seen him since the meeting, because he was sick or something. I don't know what happened to him. And so I was going to see him today when I relieved him from work at 3 o'clock. And so I'm like, I knew there was going to be a little bit of drama. And what's really the drama, so to speak, as fighting or say words being exchanged, When I was walking up to my site, I could hear, we use this one little system, I could hear him clocking out. And I'm like, oh, it's like that. You're gonna clock out before, so you don't have to face me. And so I walk in, and I walk in real fabulous, like, I'm like, hey, I love myself. I don't have any problem, being me. I'm always gonna be me. And I try to keep the drama to a minimum because I'm not about all that. And so the tension was thick. I could feel it. You know how you can feel that energy? And I'm like, oh, well, this man might stab me. because at the end of the day, I guess that is his son, and he's going to defend his son. But again, this is your job, and we're supposed to be professional, and y'all shouldn't have no business working together in the first place. But don't take it out on me because your son, your child, which he's a grown ass man, he's 40 years old, he was wrong. Don't take it out on me. That's y'all thing. And so I spoke, he gonna look at me and he kept it moving, which is fine. There's one less person that I had to talk to. It saved my vocal cords. And so he's walking out, and I'm like, really? And I thought about it. I'm like, dude, I don't have a problem with you, because I'm trying to keep the peace because I don't have a lot of people working on my site anyhow, and a brother need to take some days off. And so you have to keep a balance to where who you make mad, because these people cannot be adults. And I'm like, I've never seen, and this man is 20 years older than me, and he's about 5'2". He might weigh 110 pounds. You don't want to start it with me. 'Cause I'm 6 foot 350. I don't play. And so, it's just silly. And you're mad at me because I do my job very good. I take it very seriously. Because if I don't take it seriously, somebody can die. So what's your beef? Because your son got smacked down, and I tried to warn them, and I told another coworker, and I told him I'm being serious. Not that I'm trying to be all grand and all perfect. I'm like, none of you guys are smart enough to get into it with me. None of you. Take it how you want it, but that's the truth. All right, so I'm gonna play a song. This is how I feel. This is Boss by Tinashe. We'll be right back.
Driving like you did,
excuse me, if you guys knew how I was tearing this bag of Doritos up, it's like a Ethiopian on a hamburger because this that was wrong. I was just playing. I didn't mean to say it about the people, but excuse me, because these Doritos are good. Maybe because I'm starving. You know, like I said, I'm a big old boy, and y'all might think I'm lying, but I forget to eat sometime. There, I have so much stuff on my plate, so much stuff with work, with my personal life, with just things around me. I just have a lot on my plate, and I forget because I'm more focused on when am I going to sleep, when I'm going to get some rest, when I'll be able to take a break. That's what I'm focused on, and I forget to eat. Like I didn't eat anything for breakfast, which I normally don't. If I get up early enough, and I'm really weird, I won't drink coffee. I love coffee. When I lived in Atlanta, on the way to work, I always rode through. That's why I'm big as a house now. I always rode through Dunkin' Donuts and grabbed me. Dunkin' Donuts has the best coffee. I'm sorry, people say it's not true, but and this is just regular coffee. You know, sometimes I like the flavored coffee when I go to Starbucks or somewhere. There's some local places in town, but Dunkin' Donuts, just regular coffee, it's on point. I don't know if they do something to the sugar. I don't know if they do something to the water, but Dunkin' Donuts has the best coffee. I'm sorry, y'all gonna say what you want, but they do, and we don't have Dunkin' Donuts in this area, so I really, really miss it. Because to me, Starbucks regular coffee tastes burned. It's like they roasted the beans or whatever too long, so it tastes burned to me. But Dunkin' Donuts, coffee's on point. Get the little croissant, not a croissant, that's Burger King. The little croissant, egg, bacon, not bacon, sausage, egg, and cheese. On point, I missed that. But man, it's probably done wonders for my cholesterol because I don't do it. I don't go to work till, 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So, and by that time I'm into doing my daily routine that I don't think about eating, and I don't really like eating a lot of leftovers, and unless there's something really, really good. But I forgot to eat today, even when I went to work. I normally grab something on the way to work. So I'm like, nah, because I didn't have time. I was running a little late, so I didn't have time. So I had to get to work and deal with that drama. And well, theoretical, hypothetical drama. But anyhow, and so I'm like, well, I'll be out and about during the course of work. I'll be able to grab something. And so I didn't get to eat until like 7, almost 7:30. And that's from yesterday. I can't remember what I had to eat, on Friday. Oh, it was, see, and this is another problem. It was those stank ass McDonald's, and then I went to McDonald's again today because it was the only thing that was close. I didn't, 'cause I wanted to go somewhere else, but I was in the wrong direction. You ever get like that? You get in your car and you want something else, but then you're like, I'm not driving back. I've already been over that way. I'm not driving back because I made a detour and I was on the wrong part of the street. And I'm like, I'm not going back over there. But so I ended up having McDonald's a good day. But it was the best taste of McDonald's when I tell you it was good, but it wasn't enough. And so and then only had something to drink, and 'cause I only had one water left at work. That's why I stopped tonight at the convenience store to get some more water, and of course my McDonald's. And then that was at 7, so it's like what, 1 or 2 o'clock, and then I don't. So now I'm eating now, which is not bad. And I'm gonna go to sleep on top of that and just calories. Hey, Grandpa Al. And Grandpa, he's exactly right. He says, stop doing so much. You will never rest well when you do. That is so true because this week I was so extremely busy. When I wanted to lay down, when I had an opportunity to rest, I couldn't get rested enough. Because my mind was still reeling from everything I had to do, and I was kind of a little bit depressed. But you're exactly right. I really wasn't able to rest like I wanted to, or get the rest that I needed. And of course, new TV shows come on. I had to watch those. I'm glad some of them are on hiatus until after spring break's over with. I think April 1st is when they come back. And I'm like, yeah, I needed to get some rest, but you can't get rested when you're tired. I think when you're so tired, you don't rest well. I've always thought that. So you're right, Grandpa. But it's really good to see you. I haven't seen you in a very long time. Grandpa Al also has a show here on Spreaker.com. Check him out. Yeah, I haven't seen you in a long time, so it's really good to see you. So, anyhow, so I'm tearing these Doritos up like it's nobody's business, and my classic lemonade sparkling ice water is almost gone, and I'm thirsty. I've been thirsty, and think is I only had one thing to drink today. But you know, when you start drinking a lot of water, you just go to the bathroom a ton. That's finally stopped. I don't use the bath, but I have bathroom anxiety for some reason. It's so weird because in my house the bathroom is at the very other end of the house, my bathroom, and then sometimes I must lay in here and I'm like, I don't want to get up and use the bathroom. So I have anxiety about using the bathroom before I go to sleep at least one more time. Because then if I stay up another 30 or 40 minutes, I'm like, I had to go use the bathroom one more time, you know, because I don't want to have to be laying there and wake out of your sleep and you got to go use the bathroom. I think that's stupid, but anyhow, that's neither here nor there. You know what? One of the funniest people I've ever met on Spreaker, another guy is Grandpa Al. He always tells the funniest little jokes, and they always make me laugh. Like I said, it's really good to see you. So, what else is going on, people? So, I titled this podcast "Doing Too Much." You know, just like my work situation and the father and the son, they're doing too damn much. You know, and sometimes you get tired in your life of people just doing too damn much. The other day I came home from work. No. I ran an errand. So I come home, and then there's this big ass truck with a big trailer on the back of it that was one parked in front of another house, which is fine. But the trailer was so long that it blocked off my driveway and it blocked off the front of my house. So I could not park in my driveway, nor could I park in the front of my house. And they're all standing out there like a school. Mind you, where the truck where they were doing their work at was across the street, and there was nobody. This person has a huge driveway that could fit three of those trucks in the driveway. And then again, and there was nobody parked in front of that house. So I'm like, excuse me, whose is this? No, I said, who does this belong to? And so she doesn't speak. I hate when you have neighbors. I try to speak to everybody, you know, because you know, you never know when you need your neighbor for something. If something happens, you know, that you need to, if you might need a helping hand, you never know. And so, but I've been knowing this person for years, but she goes around like, she something's wrong with her, obviously. And then I think she's mad because her husband stays home all day, doesn't have a job. Now he used to work in the area where I used to work before, and he never went to work. You know, if you want to sit around and let your man sit at home all day while you go work and make the money, and he's outside sweeping the sidewalk and playing music and barbecuing all day, if that's hot for you, knock it out. I don't think that's cute. I don't know why some of these females get these men that take complete advantage of them. Just to say you have a man, and maybe there's a shortage of men here in Indiana, I don't know. But I don't understand these women. You can do better by your damn self. You know, and that strikes a personal chord for me because of some family stuff. But you get these men that don't do shit for you, and you let them run your house like it's yours. I'm like, girl, bye. Anyhow, and so I told her, I said, well, I don't mind you parking in front of the house because, you know, I don't own the street. You can park anywhere, but you're blocking my driveway, so therefore I can't even pull in my driveway. And the question, and so she's like, oh, do you want me to move it? Of course I want you to move it. And then they act like it was an issue. I was in a rush, so I just parked in front of another neighbor's house, which that wasn't the issue. It was the principal. You know, I think you need to be respectful of your neighbors. I would never intentionally park in someone's house knowing that I'm blocking off their driveway. You know, that doesn't make sense to me, but everybody doesn't think like me. Grandpa Al says he's doing great. He's involved in the Wounded Warrior Project with Jay Sands and Ernie Abbott, where Jay will shave his head, say no, shave his stash for cash when we reach 500. Oh, very cool, Grandpa. You should send me a link or something. I'll put it on my website. And our website is the5by5.blogspot.com. The five is numeric. Check that out. And so that happened. She was doing too much. And then today, now, here, I'm in a pet store. I ain't gonna say which pet store, but I'm in a pet store. Walking around, doing whatever, with some people. And I'm like, and so there's this girl. Now, I this is this pet store that I shop at. This is where I get all my fish stuff at. This is all I get by my aquarium supplies. If you guys don't know, I'm a I breed, which is I really don't breed them. I just put them in the tank because they do all the work themselves because this is what they do. Live bearing fish. I have black mollies. I used to have a silver molly, but she died. And I have red wag. Platies and goat smoke and black smoke platies and trying to get a different color from the fry. But so I get all my fish supplies there. I even buy my fish there when I need a new fish, and so I'm there a lot. And so I'm walking around this one person I've never seen before. So I go down one aisle, so here she comes. She never speaks to me. She just keeps on. She comes on. She walks past me. She goes down another aisle. So I'm like, oh, really? I noticed her, but I didn't need any help, so I didn't ask her for any help. So I go down the next aisle, and they had some little clearance stuff. So I was looking at that. Not that I was going to buy anything. I was just looking at it. And so here she come again, peeping at me. I'm like, oh, this girl is checking me out. I hope she don't think I'm trying to steal nothing. If I was gonna steal anything, I'd be over there and fish out. I have a big dog, but he don't need any little bit of toys, and I don't have a cat. And plus, their pet food's too high. And so I'm like, I'm gonna trick her. So I went down another aisle, and so here she come again, acting like she was doing something. And I said, are you following me? And so she's like, who, me? I'm like, yes, you. She's like, oh, I said, well, if you want, she said, oh, I thought you needed some help. I said, well, why didn't you ask me? She's like, well, do you need some help? I'm like, girl, bye. You're doing too much. This people are crazy. I don't like being followed in stores, because most stores that I go in, I at least have enough money to buy one thing in a store. And as any store that I go into, sometimes I might have enough money to buy two things in the store. I don't need to steal. And I just that whole stereotypical thing, but I'm not gonna get into that. Anyhow, well, let's so silly. Let's take another break. And we're going to come back and talk about Fred Phelps.
But I don't feel I need to wait on you just to say you're interested. Cause you know that I like you, boy. Cause I can't stop staring, and I can't keep holding this feeling. my baby. Cause I know that you like me, boy. When I'm around you, can't stop smiling. Time is too short to be waiting on a boy nowadays. Yeah. Boy meets girl, that's so cliche. Now someone please tell me, does it really have to be that way? Go first, I don't mind. Let me go, let me go, let me go.
That was some new Erica David. You know the song you played called Good Night? Before there was Tinashe. Thank you guys for you just joining me. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and I'm your host, David, just sitting here and kind of chatting about my day and some gossip and some drama. I really wanted to send out a quick shout out to Grandpa Al, Jay Sands, and you told me the other name, I'm sorry. Who is? Oh, sorry, Grandpa. I can't scroll up sometimes on this Spreaker chat window, which is kind of annoying. Jay Sands and Ernie Abbott, they are raising money for the Wounded Warrior Project. I'm trying to see if there's like a quick like name. If you guys go to my blog, they're trying to raise $500. If you go to my blog, the 5x5.blogspot.com, I will give you guys the link there, so you guys, if you want to support the Wounded Warrior Project, you guys can donate there. Let me send an email to myself so I won't forget. Thanks, Grandpa Al, for that information. I appreciate that. See, there's people in this world that want to help and be good Americans and good contributors to society. I am typing it in. Okay, so I have it. Okay, I'm not going to keep you guys much longer. Cherry Bevin will shave her Il Nana at 1,000. All right. Huh. How are we going to prove that? I guess she's married to John Bevin. Okay. Well, maybe he likes it like that. Anyhow, so you know, if you guys have been reading the news or looking at the news or hearing it on the blogs, that Fred Phelps, the founding pastor of the Kansas Westboro Baptist Church, died. His son had earlier this week had tweeted and posted some things about his father, and he had been estranged from his father and excommunicated from the church. And I guess the people that surrounded wouldn't let him see his father, but he still wanted people to be respectful of his father. Now, you know, in the past, the Westboro Church has picketed anything that has to do with gay people. They hate gay people, and they are the mouthpieces for God in their crazy radical minds, God hates fags and all that kind of nonsense. But they also, because they think God hates the USA, they also picket soldiers' funerals. And so Phelps, who in 1955, started this crazy train of church members, and everybody, all of them about are related through blood or marriage. And in a statement Thursday, the church chided that the worldwide media chided the world war the worldwide media for gleefully anticipating the death of Fred Phelps. God forbid if every little soul at the Westboro Baptist Church were to die at this instant or to turn from serving the true and living God. It would not change one thing about the judgments of God that awaits this deeply corrupted nation and world. See, God, but God didn't tell y'all to do that. That's why I hate these radicals, and I feel sorry for the people that they have swayed into believing their mess. And it's unfortunate because then of course there's children born, and a few of them, they're free thinkers and they're able to get out of that crazy situation, but they're born into that hate, and they're born into that th this whole God hates everybody but us idea of Christianity, which is totally not true. And I've had disagreements with other people here. We've had discussions about religion, and I struggle, and I tell people I struggle with my religion and my sexuality. Sometimes I know, but at the end of the day, I know the person who made me, and I know I never chose this for myself, and I know the person who made me this way for a particular reason, and loves me just the same. And unfortunately, some Christians think that it's okay to pick and choose who's not wor who's worthy of salvation, which is unfortunate because there's so much you can do as a church, as a body, as the body of Christ, that you can do to help and to be an inspiration, to mission, to be a good steward of God's word. But then you kind of corrupt, as they say, you corrupt the meaning to give it a message that's coming from your own mouth. And it's unfortunate, and I feel sorry for them people in that situation that can't think for themselves and free their mind and say, you know what, this is a little crazy, but like I said, they're all related by blood, and they're all are marriage. Anyhow, under Phelps' leadership, the Westboro members have preached that very every calamity from natural disasters to Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut, is God's punishment for the country's acceptance of homosexuality. Phelps had advocated for gays and lesbians to be put to death. But see, God didn't give you that right. Again, God, and that's in strict, it is opposing what the Bible says. And so. And the article, this came from CNN.com. The article also says Fred Phelps would not be missed by the LGBT community, people with HIV and AIDS, and millions of decent people across the world who found that he and his followers do deeply hurtful and offensive things. Phelps began his anti-gay protest in Wichita in 1991 after complaining that the city refused to stop gay activities in public park, any public park. He rose to national notoriety in 1998 when Westboro members picketed at the funeral of Matthew Shepard. Phelps and his church carried signs that said Shepard was riding in hell, which you're not the judge. Again, God didn't give you that authority. And because when God says I will not have any other God before me, if you believe in the Bible that you're talking about, that you're claiming that you know everything about, then that's a direct contradiction from what the word says. Also, they're saying now that please don't picket his funeral. Have some decency. Now, they have raised hell all over the United States in the name of God, and they have the audacity to say, please, we're mourning. You don't come picket our father, grandfather, whomever, don't pick at his funeral. Have some decency. You got a lot of nerve, and you're doing too damn much. And it doesn't make sense how they can go from everybody's going to hell but us, and we're going to pick at all these families, even soldiers, and families, and you don't have the decency enough to not pick it, but you don't have the nerve. If I was a, well, I'm a vengeful person, but I think sometimes you have to take the high road and show these people. But then again, an eye for an eye, they get what they deserve. Now, I wouldn't personally go out there and pick at this person's funeral because I think it's disrespectful to do anybody's death that way. I don't even care, worried about how you feel about that person and that person's lifestyle or what they do. That's disrespectful. But when you, I would never do it. But if somebody goes out there and they act a fool at this person's funeral and they're marching down the street, you get exactly what you deserve. And I hope he's not rotten in hell. See, the difference in that sentence was, I hope he isn't. I'm not saying, oh, Fred Phelps is rotten in hell, because I don't know that. God didn't give me that jurisdiction to tell which one of his children can rot in hell. So therefore, I can't say that about him. Yeah, Grandpa said they all need an enema that hate. That's true. But so I would personally do it, but if some people, a lot, maybe, a couple thousand, would pick at his funeral and say some mean things, I wouldn't bat an eye. I wouldn't do it personally. But you get what you deserve, acting a fool. Nobody told y'all to do all that, but now you want somebody to have decency and feel sorry for you? Wrong. We'll be right back.
So when my eyes are closed, my fingertips are all I need. My fingertips are all I need. I did it at When my eyes are closed, when my eyes are closed, my fingertips are all I need. You have in mind, I'm listening. Your melody, my soul, have no boundary. No, you stimulate me, bring me peace, tranquility. When I close my eyes, my eyes are closed. My fingertips are all I need to show. Fantasy, I'm so secure. I'm yours to lead. Free me, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my eyes are closed. My fingertips are all I need to show.
Welcome back to the 5x5 Late Night Show. I am David, and I'm just sitting here chitting, chatting, talking about people who are doing too damn much all the time. Thank you guys for joining me. By the way, before I forget, check out a show that I did on Thursday. I had an interview with the founder of Free Comic Book Day. Now, if you haven't heard of Free Comic Book Day, it's really free. Free Comic Book Day was started 13 years ago by Joe Field. Joe Field lives in California, has his own comic book store there, and he started this to get or bring more people into the genre. Although I say all the time that comic books aren't necessarily for kids, there are so many comic books out there that have an educational a slant to it that you can teach from it. There's teachers bringing comic books into the classroom, and I absolutely love the idea. I remember, you know, reading my first comic book. If you listen to Fanboy Weekly last week, I shared a story that of the first comic book that I actually remember receiving. One of the first was Isis number 4 comic book, because I had watched the live action television show, the Shazam and Isis Power Hour on Saturday morning. So I was at a store, and my grandmother bought it for me because it was Isis anyhow. But Joe Field, he gave me so much insight about what this means today. 4 million comic books, free comic books, will be circulated throughout the world, not just the United States. It's always the first Saturday in May. This year it happens to be May 3rd. And just you can go to freecomicbookday.com. You can look at click in your, I think it's your zip code or your address on their store locator, and see if you have a participating retailer close to you. If you have a young person in your life, or you just want to go, they have something for everybody. They have a kind of, I would say adult as in pornographic, but they have adult themed comic books. You know, I talk about comic books a lot. Something that I'm really passionate about. I love it. It's always been a part of my life. If you could see me right now, there's one table is completely completely covered in comic books right now. Then I have a chair that's maybe 40 or 50 on top of this chair, because I've been trying to reorganize them. Then there's some in the closet. I have comic books everywhere, but I've been selling them. If you look on eBay for DAY, the letter NEVV, you see all the comic books that I have for sale. And also, you can also check them out on the blurredhq.blogspot.com. They're there as well. But go to Free Comic Book Day. Just a fun day. There'll be a lot of cosplayers there. Your son or daughter will see. Dress up. You know, have fun with it. You'll probably see some Avengers there. You'll probably see Spider-Man and a couple of Wonder Women's, and probably some zombies, because, you know, the Walking Dead comic book was big. So and this year, they're not offering a Walking Dead comic book. They did one last year. But it's really, really nice. It's fun. My nephew and I always attend. And we'll be attending this year. We're already making plans. I had the list, the comics that I want, because if you have a city that gets a whole bunch of them and you get there early, you know, there's two comic book stores here in town that one that I patronize more than other, but you can get a lot of books. You know, I think I almost got I got everything I wanted. Nothing that I didn't want, because you don't be greedy, but, you know, hey, they're free. But check it out. Grandpa says we use too much of our time thinking what to do next, and not enough time on doing it. Sometimes we need to take a chance and learn from it to make it work out. That's exactly right. What kind of fun bags would you be talking about, Grandpa Al? Wink. So check out all, like I said, check out the The interview I had with them is called Free Comic Book Day with Joe Field. Check it out. You can learn some things. I didn't say it. I didn't give it enough credit here, but he's a very smart man. I was really honored to be talking to the founder of Free Comic Book Day, something that I enjoy. So check that out. This is one of the is the episode before this one, and also on iHeartRadio.com. So what else are we talking about tonight before we wrap up here? Now, you guys have heard me talk about welfare and EB, not welfare in particular, more EBT. Like if I go to a store and I see a young person and I think I don't have really a problem with a female. I think there's I think you need to be responsible and the mouths that you have to feed. And you need to take responsibility for that. And the answer is not. I know people say, well, just go get a job. Well, the jobs are hard to come by. And working at McDonald's with any mouth to feed is poverty. So you're still going to have assistance. But I give these women a break because sometimes they're single family households. I don't know why we don't hold these men more accountable, making these babies. That they can't take care of, and then the females are letting them get away with it for years, not being a responsible adult and taking care of their responsibilities. And I think one of the times I was in a store here locally, and this guy was dressed in Nike from head to toe, you know, and you know, had better clothes on than I did. And the young lady had a cart full of food. I mean, a cart full of food. And he's telling her, get this, get this, get this. And I'm not going to tell you what they were buying because it doesn't matter. Get this, get this, get this, get this, you know. And since she pulls out her EBT card. Now, if that's for your family, it was fine. But, dude, you really need to go to work and stop letting her be a part of the system that's created to keep you in poverty. And I don't know why people don't think about that. Having welfare, it's not fun. Having EBT, it couldn't be fun because it's a system that has been created to keep you complacent on getting something for free. Now, that might sound a little Republican, but I'm a realist. And there was times in my life growing up that I'm sure my parents could have used a helping hand. I'm sure they could have. But my dad worked, my mom got a job and start working, and my sister and I never, even though I thought we should have, we never not had a meal, you know, always had clothes on our back. It might not have been the best thing. You know, I might have been wearing some bell bottoms that wasn't in style at the time, but my parents took responsibility for the people that they put on this earth. And we never used public assistance, didn't have to. Your kids always want more, you know, and we were poor, but we wouldn't pour some of other people, but it didn't matter because my parents were responsible. And that's one thing, even though my parents, they can get on my nerves sometimes. I thank the Lord for instilling those values that they did in my sister and I. Sister's the same way. For a long time, she was a single parent. Well, she still is a single parent. And no shade. And of course, she had myself, my mother, and my father to help her raise her two kids. But, you know, in her mind, she's like, I made these kids. You know, it's my responsibility with the help of her family to take care of them. You know. She's always worked. She's worked. My sister's worked the same job for 20 years now. I can't even say that. But she's always taken care of her responsibilities. Even, you know, my sister has congestive heart failure. You know, she's a pretty profound diabetic, you know, but yet and still, she gets up every day and she goes to work, you know, so she can take care of what is hers without relying on federal aid. So with that being said, You girls better wake up. Leave these low down men who are not good for you, who cannot or don't want to. You'll be better off by yourself, because them food stamps that you're getting for your children, he wouldn't get a morsel. He wouldn't so much as get a chicken nugget. But y'all want to have a man, it's not that important. Raise your family and move on with your life. The best is yet to come. Anyhow, let me get off that soapbox. But brought me to an article that I've seen on Yahoo today. A couple who collected food stamps and other public assistance from Minnesota while living on a yacht in Florida are being sought on fraud charges. Colin Chisholm III and his wife, Andrea Chisholm, accepted more than $165,000 in public assistance between 2005 and 2012 before their benefits were terminated. Charges against Colin were filed in February, but they were kept sealed while police searched for the couple. The Chisholms are each charged with a felony count of wrongfully obtaining public assistance in excess of $35,000, the highest threshold under Minnesota law. Andrea was charged on Thursday. They bought a $1.2 million yacht in 2005, shortly after applying for welfare benefits in Minnesota. According to the complaints against them, they have been accused of living on a yacht in the area of Palm Beach, Florida, for 28 months while lying about living in Minnesota. Colin was the chief executive officer of a satellite television and broadcast services company. His wife bred and sold championship dogs, and over a 7-year period, the couple deposited more than $2.6 million in bank accounts they did not report on applications for welfare benefits, according to the complaint. They have lived in luxury homes in suburban Minneapolis, driven $30,000 Lexuses, and also collected welfare benefits in Florida. They're going to jail. And they're thinking, well, everybody else can get it. Why can't we get some? But they're doing too much, right? Doing way too much. Let's see what Grandpa. Amen to that, David. Grandpa said, I'm blessed with being dropped on the head when I was born. Doc wanted to see if the baby's bottom bounced. He missed, and it worked out. I get funny sometimes, even funny looks. You're absolutely hilarious. All right, everybody. We're going to play, let's see, one more song, and then we're gonna call it a night. I have a new song. We'll play this by LaWanda Lee. We'll be right back.
Morning, feeling kind of fly. I'm about to call my girls up, see if they wanna hit the club tonight. Girl, I speed the streets and hit them all, cause can't nobody look finer than I. If you a top boss chick and you're rolling like this, then you're qualified. Like suicide, you're standing up against me. I got swag you don't have and you probably never be. Literally, I got an outside of this game that you can have for a small fee. Or you can just sit back and watch from the sidelines, cause my swag's so outrageous. Winging in the past any stop cause he's staring at us. I swear it's funny how your girl wish she would. A paper and a pen, and from then you came. Just follow my lead. I'm not no regular celebrity. Show you better than I can say. Small circles to bigger things. Doing things in a major way. When it comes to style and personality, true talent and originality. Ain't nothing else to say but boss up and get this paper. Pimpettes and hustlers, true divas, y'all get much respect. Cause y'all some swaggin' ass dimes, popping collars, breaking necks, and yes, my sweat's so contagious. Pass any stuff cause he's staring at us.
Block, put to the side and try to throw a little jive on her, but she ain't buying it. She buy her wrong, told her one that hit me up on the low. She dripping with swagger juice, everything new. She had it on school cat. He said he feels 22 the way she talk with the sexy lips. So
I guess I really wasn't into the really the rap. But thank you guys so much for checking me out tonight. Thanks to Black Nona Speaks. Check her out on Spreaker and also Grandpa Al. Thank you guys for rolling through the night. I appreciate that. And also check out my boy Dwayne Hatley on Spreaker.com as well. I didn't see him tonight. I haven't heard from him, so I hope he's doing good. Check him out. I will be back tomorrow night. I'll play part of the interview I had with Joe Field tomorrow night. So if you missed it on Thursday or re-listening to the broadcast, the Free Comic Book Day with Joe Field, you can hear part of it tomorrow night on Fanboy Weekly. Still teetering about the Blurred HQ. I think I'm going to change it soon. Just since most of the stuff's going there. So we'll talk about some comic books that I got this week. I don't know if I got any. I don't think I did. So we'll have to find something else to talk about. We might have another late night show then. But like I said, thank you guys for checking me out. I appreciate each and every one of you who clicked follow, who clicked like, who listened here on iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, or on my blog. Thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great night, and we're going to see you next time. Bye-bye.